Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Today, we're going to take a few moments to talk about a very important but underappreciated vitamin. With many changes in our diets and environment, this vitamin is often missing in our daily practice, at least in the amounts considered adequate for its greatest benefits. Which vitamin is it? In our clinic, it has been known by a historic moniker, vitamin F, but its most recent research and reviews have it known as vitamin K2. You might be asking yourself, vitamin K2? What's so exciting about that? I'm already taking a vitamin K supplement and eating lots of green veggies. Well, the thing is, though the vitamins K1 and K2 might seem pretty similar based on their names, they are actually quite different. Vitamin K1, found abundantly in greens such as asparagus, broccoli, lettuce, and spinach, is primarily considered a blood clotting factor. Vitamin K2, on the other hand, has been found in the fatty tissues and products of those animals that eat plenty of grass. In other words, vitamin K2 can be readily found in good old-fashioned cheeses, butters, meats, and free-range chicken eggs. Unfortunately, modern methods often result in products that miss K2 as an ingredient. So why is vitamin K2 so important? One of its main functions is activating the protein called osteocalcin that moves calcium into our bones and away from soft tissues like arteries and kidneys. In other words, while vitamin D3 is helpful in bringing calcium from the foods in our guts into the bloodstream, the vitamin K2 is useful in helping put that calcium where we prefer it to be. The K2 benefits can be improved bone density and decreased risks of calcified arteries or kidney stones. Researchers are also speculating that it may play an important role in reversing arterial calcification and reduce the risk of prostate cancer. While vitamin K2 came to light in the late 1920s, research relating to it is still ongoing. It would seem that there is still much more to be discovered. For now, it is considered that grass-fed animal food sources can be rich in this vitamin, and it can also be found in fancier cheeses like Gouda and Brie. Supplements may be helpful as K2-rich foods may be harder to find.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.